Are you ready to liven up your Monday, Stroke Pet? It starts from the moment you get up, or at least in the shower. That's a good place to start. As the hot water cascades over you, I want you to close your eyes and imagine I'm there with you, with the steam swirling around us. My naked body pressed up against you from behind. Ooh, that's a nice thought, isn't it? You can almost feel my hard nipples against your back, can't you? As you lather up, let your hands run down your body and imagine they're mine. Imagine my hand wrapping around that cock, using the suds to make things nice and slick. Now, pump it slowly, just like I would. Ever so slowly, until it's nice and hard. I want it full mast. No cheating. Are you there? Now, just slowly slip that hand away and let that hard-on bob in the air. Yes, I mean it. Take your hand off. It'll go down eventually. Maybe. Now, go ahead and finish up, dry off, get dressed, and try to go about your morning routine. The blue balls haven't really set in yet, have they? Just a pleasant little tingle in your pants, maybe right around the head. Around the time you'd take your morning break, say 10 a.m., excuse yourself to the bathroom. It's probably better if you use a stall, and you might want to bring a file or something with you to hide the evidence of what a depraved tease slave you are, playing naughty games for your mistress during the day. Pull out that cock, and with the help of a little spit, stroke it for me. Just 15 seconds or so. I know you don't have much time, so you don't have to get it rock hard. Just wake it up a little. Now put it back. Takes a little longer for it to go back down now, doesn't it? Lunchtime. Don't forget to eat, because you'll need your strength to get through the day. But do give me 5 minutes or so of that lunch break to slowly stroke that cock. I'm not having you stroke it hard, because edging isn't the point. Just an all-day lazy tease. Put that cock back now. Coffee break around 3? You don't need any more coffee. You need to get that dick hard for me. I bet those balls are starting to feel tight. And the head of that cock should be so tingly when you put it back in your pants that you know you would spring to immediate attention if I were to, say, suck on it like a piece of hard candy. But not yet. Now, if it's hard for you to get away from your desk, that shouldn't be a problem as long as you don't have to get up anytime soon. Just reach your hand under that desk. Picture me being right there with you as I have been throughout the day. Maybe rubbing my tits against that bulge. Except that you can use your hand. Dinner time. Are you distracted? Are you experiencing a little flush every once in a while? Are you pretty much permanently at half-mast? I bet those balls are getting plenty blue by now. At least I hope they are. Do you know what you get for dessert? 5 minutes of stroking, that's what. I don't mind if you reach an edge this time. In fact, I like the sound of that. That's enough. Not yet. Are we watching the clock as the evening wears on? No fair purposely going to bed earlier than normal. That takes the fun out of it. For me, I mean. But when the time comes, you get your reward. I hope you're very tingly by now, and hopefully even dripping a little. Lube up that cock and stroke for me. Take your time. Let those blue balls get so tight they feel like they might burst. Pump that cock and think of me down there between your legs, giving you a little bedtime blowjob. Now stroke it faster. Oh, yes. Are you going to come? Well, you have my permission. Now, isn't Blue Balls Monday a lot more interesting than a garden variety beginning to your week? Stop by my blog, sensual-dom.com, to learn more about my taste for teasing and other kinks that might make that cock hard. Bye for now.